This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry reported Thursday an Israeli airstrike in Gaza killed 14 people as Israel conducted new airstrikes and ground operations against the Palestinian militant group. The health ministry said the Israeli strike happened in Khan Yunis in southern Gaza and that the dead included 9 children. Israel's military did not directly comment on the strike, but in its own report said it carried out an airstrike in Khan Yunis that killed 3 militants who tried to plant a bomb. The Israeli military said its ground forces killed 2 other militants in a nearby building. Meanwhile, an airstrike in central Baghdad has killed an Iran-backed militia leader as regional tensions escalate. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Militia officials announced that its head of operations in Baghdad, Mushtaq Taleb El-Saidi, had been killed. The militia group is a coalition of militias that is nominally under the control of the Iraqi military and is known as the Popular Mobilization Force. The group blames the attack on what they called brutal American aggression. Officials with the U.S. military and embassy in Baghdad did not immediately respond to requests for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is reportedly heading to the Middle East Thursday. VOA's Richard Green has more.
Reuters news agency cited a senior U.S. official Wednesday who said Blinken will make stops in Israel and several other nations. Blinken's visit comes as Israel's war with Hamas militants approaches its 3-month mark. The visit comes as the risk of the conflict spreading across the wider Middle East region is growing, especially after deadly airstrikes on Iranian-backed militants in Lebanon and Iraq. Israel is also under international pressure to reduce civilian casualties among Palestinians in Gaza. Intense diplomatic efforts are taking place to facilitate the delivery of humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip. Richard Green, VOA News.
This is VOA News. The head of Ukraine's cybersecurity office told the Reuters news agency Russian hackers were inside Ukraine telecom giant Kyivstar's system since at least May of last year in a cyber attack that knocked the operator completely offline, affecting some 24 million users. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
Cyber chief for the security service of Ukraine, Ilya Vichuk, spoke to Reuters exclusively. He revealed fresh details from the agency's probe into the most dramatic hack since Russia's full-scale assault on Ukraine.
This attack is a big, big message, a big, big warning, not only to Ukraine, but for the whole world, for the whole Western world, to understand that no one is actually untouchable. Kyivstar, in fact, it's a private company. It's a big company. It's a wealthy company. And they invest a lot in their cybersecurity.
During its investigation, the SBU found the hackers probably attempted to penetrate Kyivstar in March or earlier. The destruction at Kyivstar began while the Ukrainian president was in Washington to press for more military aid.
A U.S. court Wednesday released hundreds of pages of documents containing names of people who had ties with the late sex offender and financier Jeffrey Epstein. It brought the spotlight back on some big names, including Britain's Prince Andrew. Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reports.
The names of more than 150 people mentioned in a lawsuit by Virginia Giuffre, one of Epstein's most prominent accusers, were kept under seal for years, until a federal judge ruled last month that there was no legal justification to keep them private. The documents once again put the spotlight on some of the world's most powerful people, including Britain's Prince Andrew and their ties to Epstein. The documents include extracts of a deposition by one of Epstein's accusers, who alleges the Duke of York put his hand on her breast when posing for a photo in 2001 at Epstein's Manhattan townhouse. The incident has been previously reported by other media outlets, and Andrew has denied it. He has been stripped off most of his royal titles and in 2022 settled a civil lawsuit with Giuffre.
That's Reuters correspondent Almond Lee reporting. Rescue workers are braving the cold to save people still trapped under collapsed buildings in western Japan following this week's major earthquake there. More soldiers have been ordered to bolster the rescue operations Thursday, providing those in need with drinking water, hot meals, and setting up bathing facilities after a magnitude 7.6 earthquake hit Ishiwaka Prefecture and nearby regions Monday. So far, 84 people have been reported dead. A downpour and possible snow are expected, raising the risk of landslides. The list of those officially missing has quickly ballooned from 15 to 79 overnight, including a 13-year-old boy. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.